The Robert Mueller report, no Trump collusion with Russia, and what this says about 2019 America. Curtis Bowers, the producer of the Agenda films, joins us today right here on the Christian Worldview radio program, where the mission is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. I'm David Wheaton, the host of the program, and our website is thechristianworldview.org. Well, thank you for joining us today as we talk about this Mueller report that came out recently that found that there was no collusion between President Donald Trump and the country of Russia during the presidential campaign of 2016. Exodus 23, verse 1 says, "You shall not bear a false report. Do not join your hand with a wicked man to be a malicious witness." And this is a lot about false allegation and the power of that we'll discuss today. The Robert Mueller-led investigation as to whether Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election has been the biggest news story of the last 2 years. To follow any mainstream media or cable news outlet during this time, except for Fox News Channel, was to hear an incessant drumbeat that President Trump was guilty and on his way to being impeached. Well, the Mueller report was recently released, and after an investigation that will cost American taxpayers an estimated $34 million, and that included 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, and other staff, which led to 199 criminal charges, 37 indictments or guilty pleas, and five prison sentences, it turns out that, lo and behold, President Trump was not found to be colluding with Russia to win the 2016 campaign. In other words, Democrat leadership failed in concocting a false allegation that could have removed a duly elected president. So this weekend on the Christian Worldview, Curtis Bowers, who is the producer of the award-winning Agenda films, joins us to discuss what the Mueller investigation says about America in 2019 and why the worldview of socialism in this country is becoming ever more popular. Let's get to the first segment of the interview with Curtis Bowers. So, Curtis, tell us what you've been doing since the release of your Agenda films.
Well, it's good to talk with you again, David. We've been doing quite a bit. We've traveled to, I think, now 43 different states, having meetings in different towns and cities just on coast to coast. And we're thankful for the influence God's given us to try to wake Christians to the importance of understanding what's going on, but then also understanding their responsibility as Christians to be the salt and the light. And so it's been a great season. And one thing kind of on a fun note that's happened, I don't think I've told you about yet, but my two oldest daughters a year and a half ago got married in a double wedding to two brothers. And so it was a very special thing for our family friends we'd had for a while. And anyway, it was a great blessing.
That is a blessing. What a unique situation that is for sisters to get married to brothers at the same time. Well, I'm not sure I've heard of that before. Curtis Bowers with us today on the Christian Worldview. Curtis, I want to talk about the biggest news story of the last couple years. At the top of the program, I gave a few of the headline facts about this Mueller investigation, but let me just read a little bit more from two different sources, from Axios and PolitiFact. Two online websites. Axios says, after nearly 2 years, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has netted 199 criminal charges, 37 indictments or guilty pleas, and five prison sentences. After reviewing the Mueller report, Attorney General William Barr sent a summary to Congress saying this, quote, "The investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities," unquote. On the question of obstruction of justice, Barr wrote that while Mueller's report, quote, "does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him," unquote. Now to PolitiFact, Mueller's office so far has released three expenditure statements. Direct and indirect costs totaled $25 million through September 30th of 2018. Mueller hired 19 lawyers, who were assisted by about 40 FBI agents, intelligence analysts, forensic accountants, and other professional staff, according to Attorney General William Barr's summary of Mueller's report. On average, the office spent about $8.4 million per reporting period, which covered about 6 months. If the final statement tracks with that, total spending from the investigation would reach about $34 million. So just try to process the number of investigators, the amount of money, the amount of criminal indictments, the prison sentences that this Mueller investigation netted, yet without any evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. As I mentioned, the biggest political story of the last 2 years. What are your thoughts on this story in regard to what this says about the current American political system and media?
Many things. To start with, it just shows the corruption, the bias, the disinformation. It shows, again, I'm impressed at President Trump, and that in those investigations, you know, they went to every length to find anything on him, even if it did not relate to this story, and they didn't find anything, because if they would have exposed it. So it shows, it's pretty impressive to use that squeaky clean, because there are so many laws in this country the average person doesn't even know about that we're breaking by accident because the extreme amount of them. Anyway, I'm amazed at that. Secondly, here's the thing that's so crazy. You know it's corrupt to begin with. I've been studying Russia and its history through the Soviet Union for 10 or 15 years full time. And the day I heard this story come out, I remember thinking, what are you talking about? They would want Hillary 1,000 times over Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
A million reasons. One is, I mean, she's going to cut our military like Obama did and keep dismantling it. He's had the largest military increase in history. He's building our military up and everything. Those things alone, they would never have wanted him to work to get him in as president. I mean, so you see the whole thing is smoke and mirrors. But you look at Hillary, when she was Secretary of the State, visited Russia. And then, as everybody knows, it's come out. But when she came home, her foundation received over $140 million worth of donations from Russia. I mean, who's in bed with Russia? It's what the left always does. It's smoke and mirrors. They accuse you of doing what they're doing. So it gives them the high moral ground that they know that you're doing this. And it stops you from investigating them because they're spending all their time investigating you. It's just an age-old trick they use, but this one has been done at a scale that's hard to comprehend.
You know, after watching your agenda films, Curtis, I knew you'd have an interesting perspective on this investigation because it related to Russia and all the research and study, with that being such a source of the communist socialistic worldview that is becoming increasingly prevalent in our own country. Curtis Bauer is again with us today on The Christian Worldview. He's going to be the inaugural speaker at our The Christian Worldview Speaker Series event on Friday, May 10th at the University of Northwestern St. Paul. You can find out more about that at our website, thechristianworldview.org. He's going to be speaking on how socialism is impacting the country and the evangelical church. Again, find out more about that at thechristianworldview.org. Speaking of socialism, Curtis, what do you make of the popularity of Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, both self-professed Democrat socialists, extremely popular, really pushing the agenda for the Democrat Party now? And what do you make of their popularity in this country and the extreme leftist worldview of current Democratic leadership, whether it's on abortion, moral issues like homosexuality, transgenderism, the Green New Deal, identity politics and race? What do you think about this?
Well, it's par for the course. I mean, it seems like it's something new, but here's the reality. Most young people are for socialism because they don't really understand what it is. We've never taught them that. They don't know it's been tried over and over again, just even in the 20th century. And every time it was tried, it abused the very people that it was supposed to be helping. So they don't know that, though. They have not studied the history. And so it doesn't surprise me either. Just read into the congressional record in 1963 was a list of communist goals for our country. This is from 55 years ago. And goal number 17, they said, get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism. They realized you need to start teaching socialist ideas and philosophies because, as Lenin said, I mean, he said, socialism is the road to communism. I mean, I just today, because I knew we were going to be talking, I looked up to see what does the dictionary say socialism is. And here was the first definition to pop up when I Googled it. Here's here it says, a political and economic theory of social organization which advocates that the means of production, which is all the businesses and things, distribution, and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. They've been taught so much about this community organizing and community, and which is communism, the idea of it, everybody shares everything equally. That's what it appeals to them, because they've been taught that is the highest value and virtue that there is. And so that's where we're heading, because the young people do believe in this, even though they don't know what it is. What was amazing to me, the second definition, the optional definition in the dictionary, it says a transitional social state between the overthrow of capitalism and the realization of communism. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. It's just a transitional period. If you can get them to buy it, socialism, as Khrushchev said and as Lenin said, then you've set all the parameters in place, because you have control of the entire system, to implement a communistic or totalitarian type of government.
Curtis Bowers again with us today on the Christian Worldview, talking about the Mueller report, that there was no Trump collusion with Russia, and also the worldview of socialism, which is becoming increasingly popular in this country. That is going to be the topic of Curtis speaking at the Christian Worldview Speaker Series event on May 10th. He's just giving you a little taste today. There's going to be a lot more he's going to get into that particular evening. Curtis, why is socialism transitioning to communism? Why is that the default state worldview of unregenerate mankind? Okay, Curtis Bowers will answer that question right after this first break of the day here on the Christian Worldview radio program. So glad you joined us for this important topic today, talking about the Mueller report, what that says about 2019 America and the worldview of socialism that's growing in this country. You heard me mention the Christian Worldview Speaker Series. This is a new element of our radio ministry. These are one-night events that feature a compelling speaker, like Curtis, who's coming on May 10th, to present a message on a cutting-edge topic, followed by a Q&A. The purpose of these events is to provide a strong in-person, rather than over the radio, in-person biblical worldview content for attendees in a shorter format, just a one-evening format. So again, it's Friday, May 10th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Nazareth Great Room, University of Northwestern in St. Paul. The topic is how socialism is impacting the country and the church. Curtis Bowers will be the speaker. No registration, no cost. Seating is available on a first-come basis. The max occupancy is 315 people. It'll be a free will offering. You can find out more at thechristianworldview.org. And when we return after this break, more with Curtis Bowers on The Christian Worldview.
I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mark when they're born.
That's Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood. We ought to never become indifferent to the slaughter of the innocents taking place in our country. This is why we are offering a DVD series entitled Life is Best that will equip you to stand for life and against this injustice. In this two-DVD set are 13 episodes that address all the facets of abortion, from the worldview battle to what you can do. For a limited time, you can order the Life is Best DVD series for a donation of any amount to The Christian Worldview. Normal retail is $49 plus shipping. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233 or write to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.
The mission of the Christian Worldview is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. For when Christians have a stronger faith and when unbelievers come to saving faith, lives and families and churches, even communities, are changed for the glory of God. The Christian Worldview is a listener-supported ministry. You can help us in our mission to impact hearts and minds by making a donation of any amount or becoming a monthly partner. All donations are tax deductible. You can give online at thechristianworldview.org or by calling us toll-free 1-888-646-2233. When you give, we'd like to thank you by sending you a current resource. Monthly partners can choose to receive resources throughout the year. Call 1-888-646-2233 or go to thechristianworldview.org. Thank you for your support.
Thanks for joining us today on the Christian Worldview radio program. I'm David Wheaton, the host. Our website is thechristianworldview.org. Lot to do there. You can subscribe to our free weekly email, annual print newsletter. You can get audio of past programs. You can order resources for a donation of any amount. Visit the store. You can support the ministry. You can find out about our new Christian Worldview speaker series events. And get the short takes every week. So a lot going on with the Christian Worldview. We appreciate your tuning in to listen today as we talk about the Robert Mueller report that found that there was no collusion between Donald Trump and the Russian government to win the 2016 election, and what this says about America in 2019 and about the increasing socialistic worldview. Now, today in the program is Curtis Bowers, our speaker for the Christian Worldview Speakers event coming up on May 10th. He is the producer of the excellent Agenda films. We carry them both on our website. And we're talking about socialism and why it's becoming more popular and what's driving it. Let's get back to the second segment of the interview with Curtis Bowers. Why is socialism transitioning to communism? Why is that the default state worldview of unregenerate mankind?
Well, because everybody wants something for nothing. The socialists believe, or have to believe, to make think their system has any chance of working, you would have to believe man is naturally good and will always strive to work harder, selflessly for his common man, and that's why things will work. Well, we know, one, as Christians, because the Bible tells us that man is naturally evil. He's lazy. He will do as little as possible to get by. And so to the human nature of man, a system that says, even as Representative Ocasio-Cortez said, she goes, we want basic income for everyone, including those unwilling to work, to be guaranteed. Well, that's very appealing to a lazy, sinful man. Like, oh, wow, I get free college, free this, free that. Whether I'm working or not, yeah, I'm for that. So it appeals to our lowest common denominator. And so that's why it's gaining such traction today. But we as Christians, looking at this country and looking at its founding, John Adams, our second president, said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And so that's why the opposition is always attacking on morality, and they're always attacking on religion. Of course, he was talking about Christianity when he was talking about religion. And because they know the Constitution will not work if you're not moral and religious and Christian in your behaviors and the way you do things. So it's a ploy to slowly grind America down as they've wanted to do forever. There's no way of ever having some one world government and the things that all the elites love to shoot for. There's no way to have that if there's one country that stands out like a beacon in the night of freedom and prosperity and joy and success. And so they started 100 years ago trying to undermine us from within so that they could bring about this utopia they want.
Grinding America Down, that is the subtitle of Curtis's first film, Agenda. There's two of them, Agenda 1 and Agenda 2. We carry them both at our website, thechristianworldview.org. Ted Baer of Movie Guide said, Agenda is the most powerful expose of the communist, socialist, progressive attempt to take over America produced so far. The Benham Brothers said, the most eye-opening documentary we've ever seen. You have to see this film. And I would concur with both of those endorsements of your films, Curtis. And again, you're going to be talking more about this worldview of socialism at our The Christian Worldview Speaker Series event on Friday, May 10th. I hope listeners will find out more about that. You're invited to come and learn much more about what we're talking about today. The topic of socialism is brought up in our society today, and many people will say, well, that's just crazy talk. America's not a socialistic country. That's not happening. This, or Bernie Sanders isn't a true socialist, or Cortez, and this is just right-wing extremism kind of thing. Curtis, how would you explain to someone where and how the worldview of socialism is being manifested in American society today? I know you mentioned the educational system, but where else?
Well, it's in the mindset. It's being just pushed throughout our society, from Hollywood to the nightly news, talking about how unjust things are. They've redefined justice. Justice used to mean, you know, getting what you deserve or what you have earned. That's what it was. Now they've flipped the definition where to almost what grace is, where the grace is free and unmerited favor without having done anything to deserve something. So they're telling everyone that it's just that they have a nice house, and it's just that they make just as much as anyone else, even if they don't work, and all these things. So they're breeding the discontentment, because their agenda has always been divide and conquer. You stir up, you agitate, and from that, you create the necessary environment where it's easy to make big steps of change in the direction you want to go. And I think now, again, I don't think we're going to start hearing that as much anymore. It's starting to come out of the closet, if you will, and they're openly saying, no, we want socialism, and that's what we want. And they know they've already raised a generation that wants that through the school system. And so they know saying it now will sound crazy to anyone 50 and over, but it won't to those under 50. And they know that. Mm-hmm. And that's what every two-time dictator in history, as you study Hitler and everybody else, that's what they did. They first wrote the curriculum, and they did the things that influenced the young people, and they waited about 10 or 15 years, and then they did the radical stuff once they knew the kids were on their side. And we're just seeing the same thing play out in America.
I can't wait till you develop some of these thoughts more at the Christian Worldview Speaker Series event on May 10th. And not only is socialism impacting the general society, the political world, the media, the educational system, but it's also, I think, perhaps most troublingly impacting the evangelical church in this country. I know you're going to talk more about this at the event, but give us a little preview, Curtis, of how socialism, the worldview of socialism, is impacting the evangelical church.
Well, unfortunately, because the evangelical church, at least a huge percentage of it, is so biblically illiterate, and the other side knows that, they can use just biblical terms or Christian terms to sell anything to us. If they're mentioning Jesus, oh, they got to be a good person. If they're mentioning, you know, just something that's just and right and all that, and moral, they use the word moral, they use the word evil, and things, words they shouldn't have the authority to use because the God form that has defined them. But so they're using social justice to come into the churches. And again, the dictionary definition of social justice is justice in terms of distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society, almost identical to the just actual definition of socialism. But it's saying it's fighting for that. So they're convincing Christians to fight to equally distribute everything to society. Well, that's not just, because obviously if you're having to give something to one person, the very act of that is unjust because you're having to take it from someone else to give it to them. Mm-hmm. So that's theft. And so they flip the terms, which is deadly to us as Christians, because to understand the gospel message, you must understand what the word justice means, and you must understand what the word grace means. And when we flip those, and when we're acting like justice means you deserve all these things that, again, they don't deserve. We don't deserve anything. We're sinners. We've all fallen short. And so, and it's robbed us the ability, and this is very key, of showing charity to others. Then it's not charity. It's just giving them what they deserve. So they're not grateful for it, which is the greatest curse of socialism. You create a people that are incapable of being grateful. And I can't think of a worse curse on a person than losing that ability. And so it allows us not to go out and be the salt and light and help the poor, but say, hey, we're doing this for Jesus. And they're grateful for it because they realize they didn't have anything to eat, and we gave them something to eat. And that was a blessing to them. They're training them up to, when we give them the food, they'll say, how come there's not more? You know, I deserve that. You didn't do anything for me. You just finally gave me what I was just. And so it's a horrible thing because it destroys a culture. I was over in Greece with my daughter, and it is way beyond America, but that's where it is. I gave money to a few people begging because I felt sorry for them. And when I gave it to them, they did not say thank you. They said more and yelled at me meanly. More.
Wow.
And I realized that's what's happened. They've been in that socialist state of they deserve everything. And so when a total stranger came up and gave them money just to be kind, they said more. Why isn't there more? And they, because I deserve this. And I realized, oh, what a horrible future that is if we continue down this road.
Curtis Bowers with us today on the Christian Worldview, talking about the Mueller investigation and also the growth, increasing popularity of socialism in our country. He's the producer of the Agenda films. He's also going to be the keynote speaker at the inaugural The Christian Worldview Speaker Series event on Friday, May 10th at the University of Northwestern in St. Paul. Go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, to find out how you can attend that. What is it going to take? I know we won't have time to get into this fully today, but what is it going to take to tamp down on or to stamp this worldview of socialism out? Because it seems like it is growing so much. I mean, there's so much of the Democrat leadership has this worldview now. I just think about, well, what if President Trump wasn't president right now? Someone from their side would be president, try to impose this socialistic worldview on this country. What's it going to take to push back against this, Curtis? Okay, Curtis Bowers will answer that question after this next break of the day here on the Christian Worldview radio program. Very good guest, Curtis Bowers. Excellent insight on this. His website, by the way, is agendadocumentary.com. You can watch his films there. You can also order them from our own website, thechristianworldview.org. Just see them and stay with us when we return to the Christian Worldview right after this.
Environmental scaremongering is the favored tactic of the left to gain massive government control. After all, if you can convince people that we are imperiling our very existence by human-caused climate change, there is no tax, law, or reordering of society that goes too far. Christians need to be fully informed of this nefarious climate change scheme. That is why we are offering two resources by Cal Beisner, founder of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, who brings a truthful, biblical worldview to this issue. Climate Change in the Christian is an 80-minute DVD message, and The Cosmic Consequences of Christ's Crosswork is a 15-page booklet. One or both are available for a donation of any amount to The Christian Worldview. To order, go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233 or write to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.
Be sure to take advantage of two free resources that will keep you informed and sharpen your worldview. The first is the Christian Worldview Weekly Email, which comes to your inbox each Friday. It contains a preview of the upcoming radio program, along with need-to-read articles, featured resources, special events, and audio of the previous program. The second is the Christian Worldview Annual Print Letter, which is delivered to your mailbox in November. It contains a year-end letter from host David Wheaton and a listing of our store items, including DVDs, books, children's materials, and more. You can sign up for the weekly email and annual print letter by visiting thechristianworldview.org or calling 1-888-646-2233. Your email and mailing address will never be shared, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org.
And welcome back to the Christian Worldview radio program. I'm David Wheaton, the host. Our website is thechristianworldview.org. Just a reminder to subscribe to our free weekly email. That's how you can easily stay connected with everything that's going on within this radio ministry, whether it's audio of past programs, the short takes that are produced every week, events coming up like the Christian Worldview Speaker Series on May 10th. We have another one actually planned later in the year as well. So a lot going on. That's the best way to stay connected. And also on our Facebook page, Twitter, these are also places that you can stay connected with everything going on here. Today we're talking about the release of the Robert Mueller report that found that there was no collusion between President Trump and the Russian government to win the 2016 election. What does this say about this kind of false allegation that was brought out? What does this say about the political divide in this country, where we are as a worldview in this country? Curtis Bowers is our guest today. He's the producer of the award-winning Agenda Films, and we have a few more minutes with him, so let's get back to that remaining moments with Curtis Bowers. What is it going to take to tamp down on or to stamp this worldview of socialism out? Because it seems like it is growing so much. I mean, there's so much of the Democrat leadership has this worldview now. I just think about, well, what if President Trump wasn't president right now? Someone from their side would be president, try to impose this socialistic worldview on this country. What's it going to take to push back against this, Curtis?
Well, I'm very thankful you're having that event on May 10th. It's things like that. We have to, those of you that live in the Twin Cities, you need to come out there and you need to be there and listen and understand exactly what this is. So we then we'll engage with the truth and we can share that with others. The nice thing is when you have the truth on your side, it dispels a lot of lies if you know what it is. If you don't, then lies, it's just like light. I mean, if you turn out your light, darkness just covers the land naturally. Nothing has to happen. It's just going to happen. But if we learn to flip on our light and the light of truth on these different topics, and so we understand them and then we share one with another those same things, it's very powerful. And I think God can bless those efforts because he is the way and the truth and the light. When we stand for the truth, we're standing for him. And so I think it's our responsibility, though, to educate ourselves on what is going on, why it's going on, and then go out and inform and educate others around us, especially our own families, our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah, we would just really encourage you to invite your students, whether they're high school or junior high school, college students, young adults, the millennial generation, to this event on Friday, May 10th at the University of Northwestern St. Paul, because as Curtis has been saying, this worldview of socialism has taken root and grown and is increasingly popular in this particular demographic. And those are the folks we need to reach for this event. And if they can't come, you come and then explain what you learned to them at an appropriate time. Again, Curtis Bowers, the producer of the Agenda Films, with us today on the Christian Worldview radio program. Just the last couple questions for you, Curtis. It's been a few years since your last one came out, I think a 2 or 3 years. What addendum of things that have happened, things you've learned since that last film came out, what addendum would you add to it at this point? I'd be curious to know that.
Well, it is interesting in that things are always changing and moving forward, but I feel like President Trump being elected and then seeing his first 2 years of office has kind of let all of us see that the problem is worse and deeper than we ever thought. Seeing the corruption, the deep state in Washington, D.C., how the system itself will not allow change in the right direction. The system itself opposes anything that would fight for our traditional American values or principles that made this such a wonderful country to begin with. And so we are in a battle for not only our country, but just civilization itself. If you lose the Judeo-Christian principles in the fabric in your society, it will collapse. And that's where we're heading. So this is, it's a sobering time, but we know God is sitting on his throne. He is in total control. But I think a lot of these things have happened because we have not been faithful over the last 5-6 decades to stand for the truth, to protect our children's hearts and minds, to be a light. And we need to do that now because I think in the not too distant future, there might be a much higher price to pay for just speaking the truth than there is right now. And we need to take advantage of that because this is a serious battle. Satan knows exactly how God designed everything to be, and that's why he's making sure those who are his followers are going to flip everything on its head. And that's why we see the crazy stuff we see now, because we have turned our back on the truth. And once you do that, any people will buy anything.
Curtis, God bless you. Thank you for being willing to stand up and boldly proclaim the truth about this worldview of socialism and biblical principles and the gospel, and encouraging, exhorting Christians to be informed and to get involved and to know what's going on around us. We are very much looking forward to having you as our keynote speaker at the Christian Worldview Speaker Series event on May 10th. All of God's best and grace to you.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to being there. And for those listening that live in the Twin City areas, please come out. My whole family's going to be there together, and they just love singing some of the hymns for you, and their harmonies are incredible. And then just speaking with you, and then we're going to have a Q&A time. And I think it'll be easy. You'll be very glad that you came, and you'll be more prepared to battle with what is going on in our country right now. Thank you so much, David.
Okay, I know we have a lot of listeners outside the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis and St. Paul, probably thinking, well, I'd like to come to that event. How can I see it? Well, the good news is we are going to stream the event live on Facebook on Friday, May 10th, on the Christian Worldview Facebook page. That will be linked on our website. So for everyone listening, whether you're in the Twin Cities or outside, just mark this date down on your calendar so you don't forget about it. Friday, May 10th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. live. Whether you come in person, it's no registration, no cost to come. Seating is available on a first-come basis. The max occupancy of the room is 315. That's 315. We'll take a free will offering that evening to cover some of the expenses of doing this event. Also, if you can't come, if you live outside the Twin Cities somewhere, outstate, maybe another state, you can just stream it live on the Christian Worldview Facebook page. The topic is going to be how socialism is impacting the country and the church. Curtis Bowers, our guest today in the program, is going to be the speaker. This is a new element of the Christian Worldview. It's a shorter format. Instead of doing a longer format conference, a lot more logistical work to do conferences for our ministry and so forth. So we've added this year. We have another one planned on September 15th, the night before our golf and dinner event. And then we're going to be announcing who that speaker is. We're very excited about that one as well. So you can find out more about this Christian Worldview Speaker Series events by going to our website, thechristianworldview.org/speaker. Okay, let's get on to some follow-up to the interview today and what this says, answering the topic, what this says. The Mueller report, finding no collusion with Russia, the socialistic worldview that's driving it, trying to drive Trump out of the White House. What is going on here? Well, number one, what's going on here is the rot of sin is corrupting our country. Now, listen to this, that leaders at the highest level in our country, they were willing to make a false allegation against Donald Trump with his dossier and these false allegations of what he was doing in Russia and so forth, which led to this Mueller investigation that took 2 years and millions of dollars and nearly 200 indictments and people going to jail, that leaders of the Democrat Party were willing to make these false allegations simply to obtain, to remove Trump from office so they could obtain power and impose their socialistic worldview on this country, as Curtis was talking about today. It's incredible, truly incredible. And I used to think that money was the bottom line in life. You've heard that expression, money's the bottom line? Money is not the bottom line. Worldview, imposing one's worldview, getting in power to impose one's worldview, that is the bottom line. And I sort of learned this in an interesting way, actually through watching the whole thing with none other than Tim Tebow. Remember when he was in the NFL and he was doing so well, and then all of a sudden he played for Denver, and he was so popular, and they got to the playoffs, and they had beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then all of a sudden their general manager brought in a new quarterback, and you think, well, surely Tim Tebow is going to land somewhere else. He's like the most popular athlete in the country. He's unorthodox, but he's a successful, he's a winner. No other NFL team, it would turn out, would take him because of, I believe, what he stood for as a Christian, the praying on the sideline and so forth. In other words, it was money. It would have been very financially lucrative to have Tim Tebow on your team from a standpoint of just the attention he brought in from the culture, from the Christian community and so forth. But even though that would have been financially beneficial, his worldview, or the socialistic or humanistic worldview, that's the culturally prevalent worldview of our day, that was more important to continue than having Tim Tebow come on. Now, just a little example that doesn't prove the point, of course, but I don't believe that money is the bottom line. Worldview is the bottom line. That's what's been at stake in this whole Mueller investigation and the growth of socialism. Now, when we come back from this break, we have a lot of sound bites in the last segment today that you're going to want to stick around to listen to. The montage of the media, the conclusions the media was making about the Trump collusion, and all the examples of the political leadership today advocating for different aspects of socialism. When you hear it all together, you start to think, yes, this is in fact true. There is a socialistic rotting worldview taking place in this country. You're listening to The Christian Worldview. Stay tuned. Much more coming up in our final segment. I'm David Wheaton.
There's an abundance of resources available in Christian bookstores and online, but the sad reality is that many of them, even some of the most popular, do not lead to a sound and strong faith. A key aim of the Christian Worldview is to identify and offer resources that are biblically faithful and deepen your walk with God. In our online store, we have a wide range of resources for all ages, adult and children's books and DVDs, Bibles and devotionals, unique gifts, and more. So browse our store at thechristianworldview.org and find enriching resources for yourself, family, friends, small group, or church. You can also order by calling our office toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233. Or visit thechristianworldview.org.
I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mock when they're born.
That's Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood. We ought to never become indifferent to the slaughter of the innocents taking place in our country. This is why we are offering a DVD series entitled Life is Best that will equip you to stand for life and against this injustice. In this two DVD set are 13 episodes that address all the facets of abortion, from the worldview battle to what you can do. For a limited time, you can order the Life is Best DVD series for a donation of any amount to The Christian Worldview. Normal retail is $49 plus shipping. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233 or write to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.
Final segment of today's Christian Worldview radio program. I'm David Wheaton, the host. Our website is thechristianworldview.org. Our guest today has been Curtis Bowers, the producer of the Agenda films. You can hear the audio of the program, get the short takes by going to our website, thechristianworldview.org. Just some concluding follow-up to the conversation with Curtis today and what this says. This Mueller report that a false allegation was made in order to obtain power, get Trump out of power, to get them in power so they can impose their socialistic worldview, as Curtis was talking about today, that how much not only they wanted to do this, but how much the media was, the real collusion was between the media and the Democrat Party in this. They were colluding with each other to push this narrative. Listen to this montage of the media reporting that basically was concluding that President Trump was colluding with the Russian government.
Does the public understand just how much trouble the president is in?
To believe that the president isn't compromised requires such a leap of faith.
I think we have all the proof we need of a scandal that's arguably worse than Watergate.
Do we know if there is still this belief and aspect right. that the president is working for the Russians? I can't answer that.
The U.S. president possibly working for the Russians, possibly an unwitting pawn.
Here's what the president said when asked if he was a secret Russian agent.
The president did not directly answer the question.
Why not just say no if that's the answer?
There is tons of proof of potential collusion.
We have dramatic evidence of collusion.
How is it not collusion? How is all of that not collusion?
The collusion piece of this, piece by piece, starting to be built out.
A political hurricane is out there at sea for him. We'll call it Hurricane Vladimir, if you will.
Donald Trump knows. The noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening. If you
okay, there's another minute of that. Just one clip after the other. He's colluding. The noose is tightening. He's in bed with. Well, it turns out after $34 million investigation, you know, Robert Mueller, they looked under every rock. Well, and they conclude there was no collusion with the Russian government. What does this say? That this country just spent 2 years, the first 2 years of his presidency, looking into this and finding nothing. If the Democrat leadership was willing to do this, what does that say about their worldview and where this country is right now that so many people bid on it? Here's what former Press Secretary Ari Fleischer had to say about the media.
And Steve, this gets to the problem we have with the media in America today. If you've watched MSNBC, if you watch CNN for the last 2 years, you've been fed a constant diet of Donald Trump colluded. Really, there's only one station that has been fair in this, and it's been Fox. And it's been Fox's analysts who have looked at this with more of a dispassionate eye than anybody else on both sides. But for 2 years, two networks have led the American people to the conclusion that it must be collusion. So now that the truth is out, too many people want to say it doesn't matter what Bob Mueller found. I want it to be true. It should be true. And this is a decay of our democracy. CNN and MSNBC have a lot of answering to do. They have a lot of explaining to do. They screwed up. They screwed up royally. They did not expose any of the people who made the allegations to any hard questions. In fact, it was the opposite. Anytime somebody would make a most outlandish comment possible about President Trump, CNN's anchors would bobble their heads going, very profound point. The president has a lot to explain. No probing questions. And this is a huge problem in America. The networks and the media has got to do better.
Again, this shows the power of false accusation. This is what the Bible says. This whole thing is just basically a manifestation of what the Bible says about false allegation and lying. Lying is the first sin of Satan, basically. That's how he tempts us. He lies. He lies to try to get us away from the truth of God's word. This is when you lie, you are most like Satan. Exodus 23:1 warns against false allegation because of the power of false lying allegation. You shall not bear a false report. It's exactly what's taking place here. And do not join your hand. This is for the media now. The second part, do not join your hand with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. Written thousands of years ago, still applicable and relevant for 2019 America. Because the worldview at stake here, as Curtis Bowers was talking about, whether it's on government-run healthcare, environmentalism, whether it's on racial identity politics to divide people, whether it's on pushing immorality, whether it's upon just dismantling our democracy by doing away with the Electoral College, as former Attorney General Eric Holder had to say, this is what socialism does.
Well, and I'll stick with this issue, but I'll also say I think we ought to do away with the Electoral College. You know, we have a system now that was it's a defect in our democracy.
The Electoral College is a defect in our democracy. That's what socialists want. They want majority rule, not principled representative rule. If you did away with the Electoral College, you'd have the biggest population areas like California, New York, those kind of places, determining who is going to be our leaders of our country. Do you really want that? Who do you think that would be? Who do you think that benefits if we did away with the Electoral College? Just straight down the list, all the all the issues of socialism, whether it's government-run health care. Here's Bernie Sanders talking about this is the only way for the future.
Ultimately, we have to recognize that the current system is incredibly dysfunctional and wasteful. Its goal is to make profits for the insurance companies and the drug companies. You are not going to be able in the long run to have cost-effective, universal health care unless you change the system, unless you get rid of the insurance companies, unless you stand up to the greed of the drug companies and lower prescription drug costs.
See, that appeals to our lowest nature, those greedy drug companies, those greedy pharmaceutical companies. Well, let me tell you this. Who are the companies? Who are the people who are providing the medications and the procedures that save people's lives, that make this country have the best medical system in the world? It's those greedy pharmaceutical companies that develop drugs. Yeah, they make money off it. It's called the capitalistic system. They're taking the risk so they can provide a service to help people get better. Now, are the profits too big? Should that be controlled? That's up for debate. But it's this pitting against people who are successful and who innovate. They're the bad guys. That's so typically socialistic. Or Elizabeth Warren, we got to promote environmentalism because the world's going to come to an end.
To my Republican colleagues, I say that our biggest problems have to be our top priorities. Instead of protecting big fossil fuel companies that continue to guzzle the polluting fuels of the past, we need bold vision and forward-looking leadership. I support a Green New Deal that will aggressively tackle climate change, income inequality, and racial injustice.
She couldn't have described what a socialist is any more than that. Climate change, racial injustice, and I can't remember the other one, but it's all right out of the Marx playbook. Come to our event, everyone, on May 10th, Friday, May 10th, at the University of Northwestern in St. Paul, or stream it online live on Facebook. How socialism is impacting the country and the church. Curtis Bowers, a speaker. No registration, no cost. First come basis for seating. Free will offering taken. You can find out more at thechristianworldview.org. Please put it in your calendar. We do live in a challenging and changing America. But the good news is this. There's one thing we can always count on and trust in. Jesus Christ and His Word. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Until next time, think biblically and lovingly.
We hope today's broadcast turned your heart toward God, His Word, and His Son. To order a CD copy of today's program, or sign up for our free weekly email, or to find out how you can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. The Christian Worldview is a weekly one-hour radio program that is furnished by the Overcomer Foundation and is supported by listeners and sponsors. Request one of our current resources with your donation of any amount. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota, 55331. Thanks for listening to The Christian Worldview. Until next time, think biblically and live accordingly.